financial report for the Trigg County Ham Festival. So I may have hurt some people's feelings in this assessment, but I'm going to tell you, it is the same it has been every year. The difference here is taking into account our expenses. We have been subsidizing the Ham Fest in the past. What wasn't seen was, when I came into office, was told that we have made money at this in the past. Mm-hmm. The problem is, it was being subsidized through other line items in the budget. So I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's not good or bad. Ham Fest went off. It was well done. Mm-hmm. We're not any worse off than we have been in previous years, okay? The problem is, it's not counting into, in the past, it's never taken into account money and labor and expenses taken from other budgets. Mm-hmm. So, like the sewer department, they've got a gentleman's agreement worked out which provides us free services. Well, it's not free because the sewer plant is putting forth the labor. The cost of personnel has never been accounted to the Ham Fest budget. So when you've been come up and told that, hey, we made $15,000 this year, there is no record of what the personnel costs have been in the past. That's how I know it's not been attributed. Mm-hmm. So I can't tell you what those costs have been. I can tell you this time, this go around is about $30,000. So we have to account for that. It's not good, bad, or indifferent, but we have to change the way we do things moving forward. I've put some options in the report. I'm sure you all read those about what options we have. But this is a good opportunity for the council members to see how our budgets have been set up in the past. It's not just Ham Fest. This is every line item in the budget. As it stands right now, I'm sure I've told you all multiple times before, every day I deal with two budgets. The one that's in this old computer system and the one that's on paper that you approved. So going forward, we can reduce the costs. We can try to increase the revenue for Ham Fest. We can increase the budget or just strictly adhere to the budget that council puts forth. But we need to go down and figure out exactly what's coming in and what's coming out on Ham Fest, sewer plant, water plant, distribution, police. So our budget will be messed up next year, I'm telling you in advance, okay? Because we're going to change things. The city clerk has always maintained control over the budget, and we're not going to do that anymore. I'll be the final say, but the department heads are going to have a say and adhere to their own budgets. They're going to have input. So this is just an example of what we're dealing with. So we are not in any worse shape than we have been in the past. It's just I'm trying to be more transparent about what's going on. That's all there is to it. So in the past, if the departments have come up and says, I need manpower for this, but my budget's gone. Well, now you know where the budget went. Okay, just little things like that. Right now, our Renaissance Center, part of that payroll for the Renaissance person has been used up for repairs for the Renaissance Center. We've replaced the floors this year, and we've replaced an HVAC unit. We're just shy of $20,000 in repairs. The budget line item for repairs for the Renaissance Center was $1,500. So I'm using the money we're not paying out for the Renaissance person right now to pay for those repairs. So we're just going from one budget line item to the next. That's how it's getting covered. So same thing here. The Ham Fest budget's insufficient. We've always drawn it from payroll. This year's been drawn from payroll. So hopefully about April or May, we can come up with a better budget for you all to look at so you have a better understanding of what's going where. That's our task for this year, is to get the department heads together and come up with something a little more comprehensive than what we've dealt with in the past.
Because we're not including that labor, is that what you're saying? Because we're not including that as part of our, because I understand that that's a cost. Some of those guys people are probably making time and a half on labor. It's
right.
Not because they've already worked a week. Now they're working the weekend or whatever.
Right. But this is just one example of what your budget looks like on a daily basis.
Right.
Robbing from Peter to pay Paul, because it's all within the budget. We're just pulling from one place to another. And we need to be on the same page with it. Because one question I get all the time from every department head is, does this come out of operational costs or does this come out of office supplies? Well, nobody has, no department head, not I, not Susan Hyde, ever made a decision on what was called what. So we don't know. And nothing's been changed in this software that we have. It's getting antiquated. So we've got to do better moving forward. And that's what we're working for. And we just want to be transparent with everybody in that process.
May I follow up on an earlier comment, Jack?
Yes, sir.
Code of Ordinances, section 154.03 and 154.04 both require that an owner of rental property ensure that all city utility bills are paid.
So we need to adjust within City Hall.
It's already on the books. Yes, sir.
So what he's saying, just what Todd was talking about, that they are responsible.
Yes, and they have been since 2017. Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
Take some of the weight off of trying to.
Thank you for looking that up, Alan.
Yeah, of course.
I'm bringing all that book to you.
Unless y'all have any questions, that's all I have.
I saw you get it.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Beth.
I asked to reserve some comments.
Yes.
After this, so I have just a little information I'd like to share with you all as the chairperson of the Victor County Youth Festival Committee. I absolutely applaud the transparency and the desire to ensure that the budget is accurately reflective of all the efforts that go into it. I just have a couple of questions, and one of the things is, you know, the idea of building collaboration. I think I've tried to demonstrate that over the last year with the efforts that I've made. In fact, just in leading the committee and the efforts of the volunteers. So I was a little bit surprised to hear about this particular report. I had reached out to the mayor and to city administrator about a week and a half ago requesting to sit down and talk about the HamFest and how it went, how the progress was being made as far as revenue versus expenses. I did not know that this report was going to be shared with the council. I did not know it was being prepared until last Friday morning when I met with them. So there are a couple things in there that I would potentially question. There are some expenses, because Jack did share with me the list of expenses. At least one of them, when I spoke with Susan to clarify this afternoon, is an expense from 2024 that got paid in March. So it's not reflective. There's also potential additional revenue that's not reflected yet, because there are flow-through monies from the Kentucky Agriculture Department that come as part of the fairs and those kind of experiences. So I think there's potential for additional revenue and expenses both, because I don't think there's been a bill from one of the particular vendors that the Ham Festival has always paid for yet. So I think that's just a question that I would have liked to have had an opportunity to work with to address that. While the report shows with all the payroll expenses included, it looks like there is a loss of over $20,000. If you just took the traditional accounting method that has been done in the past, this particular Ham Festival did do as well or better than previous years. So just want that to be clear. I don't want people in the community to think that this was not a successful Ham Festival in that respect. As far as the payroll and the expenses that are reported, you have a pie chart. If you'll notice on the expense side, it does not show you the amounts of what those expenses equated to. So payroll, if you take the expense times 34.7%, it's almost $40,000 in payroll. So my question would be, is that on regular versus overtime? How many employees? Is it all employees for a department? I think that's just something that you all need to look at and evaluate, because if it is for an entire week of a department, which was shared with me last Friday, then I think that is something you need to take into account. Wouldn't you have to pay those people already? So that's just where you have to make it where this becomes a financially feasible activity for you all. And also you need to evaluate what role you want your volunteers to play as this moves forward, because they want to help and do things. But the idea is you have built up some form of revenue that can help improve the festival from year upon year. An example is the fact that we're looking at the 50th anniversary. The oven that is used to build the to bake the largest ham and biscuit in Kentucky is 40 years old. There is the potential need to build a new oven or expand the current one. There are volunteers in the community that are interested in a project like that. There are folks that are interested in pursuing potentially a Guinness Book of World Records for the 50th anniversary. That is not a free activity. There are considerable fees associated with it. That is something we have to figure out. How do you do that? How do you move forward in that capacity? And if there's not the potential for some aspect of building up of, okay, we've done well, we've covered the expenses, including whatever appropriate payroll there is, then how do you ever get ahead? Mm-hmm. How do you reach to that next level? Because you can't always tap out on your sponsors and, in the community. There's things they will do, but then there's also, can you build up from year after year? So those are just some of the things that I'd like to point out that's there. And, we want to be a very collaborative effort. And I would share with you that in my professional role as tourism director, there are expenses that I pay from that account related to the Ham Festival, including all of your advertising. Anything that was on, there were three different radio stations, there were some TV ads, and there were several print ads that went out related to the Ham Festival. Those were all covered by the tourism budget. It was not an expense to the Ham Festival. Things like the Ham Festival website development, the social media, none of that was an expense to the city. So at least I can verify there's a minimum of $10,000 that was covered from the tourism side of it. So we are partners with the city on this endeavor. So I just think that perhaps as this moves forward, there's some additional clarity on the budget and how it's developed. We do have a meeting set up in mid-November to try to actually go through and talk about what the budget should look like, because I think that's fair. And Ms. Brenda, you've been on the committee for many years, and you know that we just haven't had that kind of information in the right. last several years. So we just want to move forward in a good, positive joint effort. But I do think that you need to be aware of those concerns that I had. Okay.
And that oven, that's the responsibility of the city?
Well, no, it doesn't necessarily have to be the responsibility of the city.
I didn't know if somebody sponsored that.
Right now, it is, the oven has been in operation, Helping Hands coordinated for years. This past year, the Way stepped up, because they do it as a potential fundraiser when they sell the biscuit. Do they make a large amount of money? No, they do not, and they do not have the money to put forth to build a new oven. Something like that would take some community collaboration.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm not saying it would be the city's responsibility, but how do you move forward,
mm-hmm. Maybe not the city alone, but...
But that's the thing. If the committee and the volunteers go out and solicit sponsorships, how do you ensure that those sponsorships don't go against payroll costs before they cover this activity that we want to bring in and support? So that's where I'm trying to figure out, what is appropriate and what's not, and how to move forward. Because otherwise, maybe that needs to be totally separate. I don't know. But there's not a committee that, there's not an organization that covers just that part. I don't think the Way is going to go out of them and solicit sponsorships for that, nor would I expect them to.
No.
So that's all I'm saying. And just the fact that they produce that biscuit, that's a huge amount of work from a lot of volunteers.
And like you said, Beth, they don't have the money to go out.
No, they're doing this as a fundraiser for themselves, and I was proud to see the line of people wanting to participate, but again, it's a lot of work. And I think that's where we have to value the fact that there are people that come to this festival just because they want to see that kind of biscuit being done. I can vouch for the fact that I've personally spoken with people that have driven here from Clarksville, one from across the state. I mean, they come to see it. If we don't have it, that's an integral part of our ham fest.
Yeah, the way they did this year, Simple Blessings went in with
the way.
With the way. And I helped too that morning, and it takes a lot of people.
It does.
It takes a lot of people.
And I will say, fingers crossed to mean that, next year, if we don't have any changes to the oven, that it still functions. It's 40 years old. But Saturday morning, it was a slow start.
Mm-hmm.
They had some issues. And we were grateful that it kicked in and it worked. Nobody really knew that if you weren't up there at that moment, but it had some struggles.
Mm-hmm. So what we need to do, we need to start working on that right now.
Yeah, and that's why I reached out to you all to say, let's talk about what worked and what didn't. Because, if you want to move forward and have a really strong, and 50th anniversary is a great way to encourage and promote people to come to this community.
Well, thank you, Beth, for sharing that with us.
Okay.